Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to the podcast of Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi everybody.
It is great to have you with us this week. We're talking about the fact that God wants you, and that was the heartbeat for this week. And I thought it was interesting because we know that obviously God created us and made us, and we hear that he made us for a purpose and he loves us. But to actually think about, but he wants us, I think is quite powerful, because I was thinking, isn't it nice to feel wanted?
Yep. You know, God doesn't need us in that he's the almighty God. He can do anything, create anything, do anything all by himself. He really doesn't need us.
Mm.
But his love is so great. He extends it so much, but he wants us in relationship with him. It's his driving force, this love that he has for us.
I was thinking about, I suppose, the different people in my life that you want to feel wanted by. And so, like, just the short list I have is like, well, I want to feel wanted by my husband. I want to feel wanted by my friends. Want to feel wanted from my children, from my colleagues. Like, we all want to be wanted.
Yes.
We don't like the feeling of not being wanted. So to think that God wants me and desires me is a good feeling. It just...
Yeah, and like, yeah. I said, God can have anything that he really wants, because he can create it himself if he wanted to, you know. But when he created us, he just loves us to bits. He just desires us to be with him, to dwell with him, to do stuff with him, to share with him. Yes, it's this just overriding thing, like I said, that drives him.
Mm.
And it makes you feel special.
Yeah, that's
very
the word.
Special.
Yeah, because you said God's desire for us is pure. It's holy, it's wonderful, and it's good. And why wouldn't we want to be in relationship with a God who thinks that of us, wants to give that to us, and who is that himself?
Yes.
Yeah, it made me think, as I was watching the video this week, before you'd even actually given this as an example, I was thinking about how when you're in primary school and you get split into two groups, or rather, sorry, the teacher chooses two captains and then you get selected which sport team you're going to be on.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then you gave that as your example. And so it's funny that that was always in my mind, because I was always chosen second last every time, every time.
Are
because sadly, Monica was always last, but I was always second last.
Oh,
but you knew that that was the order. Like, you know, that was the last two. So the only week I wasn't second last was the week I was lucky to be captain.
And you could pick.
And I could pick, exactly. But that's just a small example. But that feeling of being chosen,
yes,
is a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, so wonderful. Yeah. You know, I think of when I went to dances at school. I went to an all-girls school, so they would get the girls to hop on one end of the hall.
Mm.
They would invite boys from, you know, another school to come, and you didn't know anybody, and they'd go, okay, now pick a partner.
Mm.
And I know, you know, the terminology of the wallflower, because sometimes the numbers weren't even, so some people missed out.
Yeah.
And to miss out, that feeling of I wasn't chosen, nobody wanted me, is terrible.
Mm.
But he is a God who... that never even enters his head.
Mm.
He picks all of us, all equally lovable, loved by him, chosen.
Mm. What I find interesting is, and I've heard it before, but like describing God as a jealous God.
Because jealousy to me is not necessarily
a good thing. Oh, no, this is a very good thing.
Yeah, but to say that God is a jealous God for us, well, you know, yeah.
It's because, again, the word love, his love is so great for us, he doesn't want anybody else to have us.
Mm.
So he just wants us for himself. And I guess it's a selfish love, but it's not a selfish love because, as we know, the Father's love is shown by him sending his Son, who gave us himself, his own life, which is so unselfish of him, but he did it because he was driven by this love for us. So this selfish love is actually selfless love because it's pure and holy love. And it's a hard concept to bear, to think about, because in our world we don't often think like that.
No.
We feel like this jealous love is bad, but not in regards to God. You know, he just wants us for himself. He wants the best for us. He wants nobody to harm us. He wants good. He wants wholesome. He wants us.
That makes me think now about how our faith journey is becoming more like Christ, who is God, and that's why he has eyes for us.
We're part of his family, and we get our DNA from him because he created us. And so at the journey of life, we actually become, we try to become too, but become more like our God. We're not God, but we become in the image and likeness of our God.
You shared the scripture in Matthew chapter 10, verse 29, and it says this: "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows." And it's talking about how valuable we are. Yeah. And it led me to think about the scripture, which is only actually a few chapters before this, that talks about do not worry about, don't I even clothe the lilies of the field, and the sparrows have, birds have food to eat. And just, I suppose it was the sparrows that made me think about the other scripture about don't worry, and that we have just this God who just wants to pour his love out on us so much that he will continuously provide for us. We don't have to worry about those needs because, back to this scripture, we are more valuable than anything.
Yeah. And when we come to know that, our life perspective and the way we see things just changes totally. You know, that's not to say that we're all going to be rich. There are still poor people, but God will provide for us where we are at in our circumstances.
So the weekly challenge for this week is to find a scripture and to memorize it. And find a scripture about God wanting you and pouring his love down upon you. You might want to read this scripture again, Matthew 10, 29, where it says, "Do not be afraid, you are more valuable than many sparrows." And you can continue to read that and just bring it to mind when you are having times of not feeling wanted, because that happens, not feeling chosen, and really use that to encourage you that you do have a God who wants you.
Yes, and we need to remind each other and ourselves that God wants us. You know, there are times when life does not go well. During the day, the week, the month, the year, there can be seasons of it. But we need to be reminded that, no, God wants me, God loves me, God's chosen me, even when I fall and make mistakes, even when I don't do well, you know, because God understands the humanity of us, our weaknesses, but he still wants us even though we have those weaknesses. So we've got to remind ourselves. So the way to do it is remember scripture, recite it. Just try one. And then if you get that, try another one. And it's amazing how we're in times of need, how the Holy Spirit brings those scriptures up in your mind.
Back to you. Yeah, definitely. Well, we hope that you've enjoyed our chat for this week. We encourage you to share it with other women in your life. We know that more and more women have been listening, and we know that they've been blessed by our chat. And so we just encourage you to share it with other women who you think could really do with some uplifting in their life. And that's what we hope this discussion to be for them. So we pray that you have a blessed week, and we will chat to you all again next week.
Yep, be blessed and know that God wants you.
Bye.